Aircheckdownloads.com.
For an update anytime, ask your smart speaker to play BBC News for Hereford and Worcester.
The sound of Herefordshire and Worcestershire.
Tammy Gooding at breakfast. BBC.
Hereford and Worcester.
Hello to you. It's nearly 4 minutes past six. It's Tammy and the team with you through until 10 o'clock today. Coming up, I'll tell you what's happening on the programme this morning and this hour. We will bring you our best of yesterday. We'll bring you all the travel and weather as and when required. Some great music as well. We'll do that Shaboozy bar song. You know, the tipsy song? We'll do that in a bit. Sade, Smooth Operator. It's a good one for the time of day, isn't it? Ease you in gently. We'll start, though, with a big 80s classic.
Tammy Gooding at breakfast.
BBC. Hereford and Worcester.
Duran Duran and Rio. It's BBC Hereford and Worcester. 9 minutes past six. Hello to you. Early doors, it's dark. It's a bit damp, but it's all right. Hey, listen. Thursday already. Before you know it, we'll be on to the weekend. Halfway through the month. Only feels like I was wishing you Merry Christmas 5 minutes ago. What's going on? It's Tammy Gooding at breakfast. It's BBC Hereford and Worcester. Terrific to have you on board. Good morning to my illustrious team. We have Through the Glass, producer Lauren.
Hello.
And we have Andrew on the travel.
Hello.
Hello, you all right? Good night.
Yeah.
Both of you, anything to report? Or are we all good and happy and merry?
It rained a lot in Hereford yesterday afternoon.
I'll tell you something. I got absolutely soaked at the football last night. Took the boys for their training. And
yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It was fine, little just fine misty drizzle on the way, and then when we got there, I was like, oh, gosh.
But I will say, props to the vigilance of children, because you couldn't pull them off that pitch. We had football training last night as well,
yeah.
And you had coaches like, no, we'll give it to this, no, it's getting a bit too much now, and those kids weren't coming off that pitch. They were absolutely drenched, but they would not give it up, so I imagine there might be a few sniffles in the next couple of days, but to them, it was worth it.
Do you know what? And yeah, and you get all this talk of, oh, snowflakes when we were at school. We used to do, yeah, and I've watched that little team of little kids get out in mud, rain, frost,
well,
wind,
this is the thing, because we got a lads club, they got a 4G pitch, so there's no sort of muck or mud or anything, and they find it quite funny when they bounce the ball and you get the spray coming off the pitch because it goes in a certain way with a 4G pitch.
Fair enough, isn't it?
So, yeah, props to those kids last night, because they really made me smile, because it was nice to see them just being children out in the rain, being stupid, having fun. It was really good.
Match it all the way on that. We had the same experience. Producer Lauren, how was your evening?
Yeah, all good, thanks. All good. What was I going to say to you? Do you have an umbrella?
Yes, I do.
Well, because you said you got drenched, but...
It's not in the car, of course. I mean, I
own under the stairs.
So you didn't take an umbrella with you?
No, I just took my hood up. And also, there is an element of me that I... Maybe I'm just a bit stupid, I don't know. But if my kids are getting soaked, I kind of think, well, you know, I'm going to stand there and join in.
Yeah, I didn't do that. I was sat in the stands.
No way. AircheckDownloads.com.